4, his corrupt efforts to influence the testimony of witnesses and to impede the discovery of evidence in that civil rights action. In doing this, William Jefferson Clinton has undermined the integrity of his office, has brought disrepute on the presidency, has betrayed his trust as president, and has acted in a manner subversive of the rule of law and justice to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Wherefore, William Jefferson Clinton, by such conduct, warrants impeachment and trial and removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. Article 2. In his conduct while President of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton, in violation of his constitutional oath, faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States.
So we're all pretty concerned with the issue pressing our nation today, which is that William Gaddis is dead.
In violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be...
And he wrote a lot of good books, William Gaddis did.
Has willfully corrupted
four of them, to be precise.
...of the United States... for his personal gain and exoneration,
so
impeding the administration of justice.
Well, he wrote Carpenter's
in that
Gothic
one,
J.R.
on December 23rd, 1997,
and a frolic of his own.
William Jefferson Clinton, in sworn answers to written questions asked
question
as part of a federal civil rights action brought against him, willfully provided perjurious, false, and misleading testimony in response to questions deemed relevant by a federal judge concerning conduct and proposed conduct with subordinate employees.